Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, welcome back. Loads of Leanne Moriarty fans are on to us. I've read all of her books. Is this one? Another says, Apples Never Fall, best book ever. This one has also read every single Leanne Moriarty book. I love Big Little Lies. What an explosive ending. It gave me shivers. But my favourite is actually What Alice Forgot. Kept me guessing until the end. Leanne has an amazing way of developing all types of characters. I can't wait for her new book, says Marais, I think it is, or Maris, in Glenageary. And yes, so Here One Moment is the name of the book. You're going to enjoy that. Maurice, whatever that name is. Now, to our visiting critic, Robbie Lawler is our visiting critic. He's a health activist campaigning for access to medicines for people around the place. Also a podcaster, a dog dad, and an aspiring sax player. Well, that might be his comfort area, the sax. But the rules of the slot is we get them outside the place of comfort, and art is not your forte, Robbie.
Absolutely not, and neither is sax, to be honest.
For next week. So we sent Robbie Lawler to an art class at Dublin Life Drawing, which is in Pierce Street. And life drawing, Robbie, when we put this to you, did you know exactly what you were getting yourself into?
Absolutely not. And other than contact sports, I really couldn't think of anything worse to send me to.
If only we knew.
No, you wouldn't want to see me kick a ball. I just can't draw. I never could draw.
Yeah, same.
Do you know in primary school when you can't even colour inside the lines? I think your aspirations of being an artist just crashes around you. So, when I was talking to producer, they're like, oh, we're going to send you to a class where it's taught and you're going to be drawing someone in the nip, essentially.
Exactly,
and I was like, well, that's hell, right? Like, we all feel Catholic guilt in this country.
We do.
And I didn't want to do injustice to this amazing woman who's going to be in front of me. So I was really out of my comfort zone. And when I went there, I was definitely out of my discomfort zone.
But in art in general, surely you go to the odd gallery here and there. You seem like a learned figure.
Well, I know. I have to say, when I go away on holidays, there's two things I like to do. First of all, one's the free walking tours. And then, like, so you get to see the city, ask recommendations, and you tip them based upon whatever you deserve. And they're always great. And then I like to go to the local galleries by myself, leave the fella at home, and then just enjoy the city.
He's not into it.
Well, he is, but he just annoys me sometimes. You know?
It's your peaceful place.
I think when you do that on the first day, then you got the culture done, and then you can just enjoy yourself guilt free. So although I do like enjoying the painting, I just don't think I ever have to partake in it.
You just look at it and enjoy
it. Look at it, exactly.
You're not staring at the plaques, are you? It's live drawing classes on Pierce Street. What happens then when you go there? What goes on?
Right, so when you first go in, it's kind of terrifying, right? Because I brought my friend Noah, but he was a little bit late. So I went in and I'm 33, right? I'm an adult man and I would consider myself somewhat confident. But when you go into a room full of people you don't know or anything, you kind of go back to like your schoolyard days, you know, where you feel like you're at the side, your first day of school. Like, what do I pick up first? The papers, what easel do I do? So I have to say people in there were absolutely lovely. You have to really get, this is part of the discomfort, is going and talking to people. Hi, I'm Robbie. What do I do? Please show me. I'm bad at this, so don't laugh at me and judge at me. And everyone is there. Everyone there says, look, Robbie, we're all here to be taught. We're all here. Like, we wouldn't be here if we didn't need it. So take this paper. We're doing charcoal today and sit here. And I was like, okay, thank God. Yeah, you just really have to throw yourself in, talk to people, and
Who's there? Is it mostly women? I would have expected mostly women.
So I would have expected that too, but there was a bit of a there was more women there, right? So, but there was a gender mix, and it was mix of ages as well, which was amazing. Actually, no, it was more young people.
Was it?
Yeah, okay. I met one amazing guy. He actually was an RTE senior newsroom videographer. His name's Michael Lee. Shout out to him. He said he'd be listening in. And he was a veteran of the taught painting lessons. And he came over. And I just want to say this as an aside. If you go to these classes quite often, the power of just going over to the people who are nervous in the corner on their own and just like saying, hi, how are you?
Makes a big
difference. Oh my God, he was like my lifesaver that day, you know. And he was really, really lovely. But he was retired.
Yeah.
And he normally does landscaping painting. So he wanted to try and do the live portrait painting or live.
So he's expanding
to expanding his horizon.
No, he's a cameraman, so he has the eye anyway.
Well, they were all artistic. I was not.
Are you the only person who's a beginner? Are there other people who did you know? Are they all fairly experienced?
Well, I figured this out at the very end. Maybe I don't want to jump too far, but at the end, you kind of just show each other what your piece de la resistance was, right? What your end drawing was. And I always thought that the instructor, his name is Tyke, amazing guy, right? Yeah. Really, really attentive. And he's a good mix of kind of fun, but no nonsense as well, because they're all very like, we're here to learn and we're all very great at drawing.
Encouraging, but no messing.
And, yeah. Absolutely.
And he saw the head on you.
And he saw you. I was like, oh God, I have a work cut out. I need to up the prices. But initially I thought, he thought I was an RT mole, right? Because he kept coming over and he kept telling me, oh Rob, you have to do it this way. Or like, oh, you could do it better this way. And I was like, oh my God. Do you know if you do a yoga class and the instructor's like kind of almost picking on you to do the things exactly right? And I was like, oh my God, this is what's happening. But when I seen everyone's paintings at the end, I was like, no, he wasn't just picking on me. It was just mine was terrible and everyone else's was amazing.
Yeah, he was trying to. He was trying to.
So he was being attentive and brilliant.
So what happens in a class? You've got a group of people all sitting around. They've got their easels, I presume, all ready to go. Yeah. And then you've got the model has to come in.
Exactly. So my friend Noah came in and he wanted to sit down. He didn't want to do one of the easels. And I was so happy because when we sat down, I wasn't beside other people on the easels because I think I would have just compared mine to theirs the whole time.
So you got a desk.
So we got a desk. We're at the very front and in the center was a chair and the model comes in a robe. And she takes off the robe as you begin. Now, let's talk about nudity for as much as I can talk about nudity on RTE, right? So
we're all adults.
We're
grown
all
ups
adults
here.
In the room. So I was really struck. And I going back to my Catholic guilt, seeing, first of all, it was just so amazing to see how safe and respected the model felt. Mm-hmm. And how the instructor made everyone feel safe. And it was just a group appreciation that this model gave her time for us to paint her. And it wasn't with a sexual gaze. And there was no like sniggering or like, it was just when you see a naked woman, you don't see it from any other view other than how am I going to draw the silhouette, essentially.
Yeah.
And it done something really powerful for me, actually, seeing that. Because, you know, we always kind of see nudity in terms of shame a lot of the time or through a sexual lens. Yes. And this wasn't that at all. So it done something. I think it helped release the Catholics' shame around nudity.
Interesting.
Because my idea of hell is a nudist beach. Like, oh my God, I remember me and my fella, we once went on holiday and unbeknownst to us, we got a hotel beside a nudist beach. And oh my God, it was an awful week.
But you wander along and suddenly, because you're the one with clothes on.
I'm the only one with clothes. But who knows, after this I might turn totally around and nip myself. But so yeah, she felt safe, it was brilliant, and you just see the body as a work of art because that's what you're doing. Well, work of art is a stretch for what I was doing, to be honest.
Well, the human body is the work of art.
The human body is the work of art, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So did you feel kind of slightly embarrassed when someone comes in and suddenly they're just naked before you, or does the heart start to flutter a small bit?
As a gay man, Oliver, I haven't seen a woman in all her glory in quite some time. So, it was more just exploratory at the beginning. I was like, that's what it looks like again. But it was, I didn't know. I didn't feel anything. It was just more kind of, because it felt so safe and respectful from the beginning, it didn't feel any of that. It was like, okay, this is what we're here to do. And then we just go straight into the silhouette. So it was like, almost like you don't even have time to think about like the shame or anything, you know.
But you had a kind of, an adrenaline rush.
Oh,
strangely.
Well, I think the adrenaline rush comes from the discomfort in not being good at something and being discomfort in being part of a process that's not great.
Just the pressure of it.
The pressure, especially when everyone is so attentive and great at what they're doing. And I'm going in basically a glorified stick man connoisseur over here. And then, you know, the instructor comes over. And so one of the instructions was, Robbie, stop using the charcoal like a pencil. Hold it like a sword. And because it's bent into us, it's strange, right? So it's like you're
on
stabbing
the
page, basically. Yeah.
That seems different.
It's drilled into us with a pen or pencil from young to go like that. So, but it's something about, and I'm sorry, Tog, if you're listening to this, but taking the power away from the wrist, fully from the wrist and from the arm, and it's supposed to help with the silhouette drawing. But I kept falling into, you know, to the routine. So he kept calling me out on that. So I think, like, you know, I was like chastised in school. But it was good because by the end, then you kind of get used to it.
Is that right?
And it really does help with the silhouette, actually. So my adrenaline was pumping even just then, like just even thinking about how I was holding the pen, let alone trying to do this woman justice. So, yeah, there was that kind of thing. And with art, like, you can rub it out, but you kind of want to get the silhouette as correctly as possible the first few times. So you get angry at yourself when you don't do it properly, and you know, the frustration and as well as the adrenaline pumps in.
Now, your friend Noah is an animator, so he has an artistic... Did he enjoy it?
Do you know what? I think I was bad at my strategy. I should have brought someone who was worse at arts than I am.
Because I've seen his picture. It's very good.
No, so Noah does lots of animation. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I'll do someone to like who feels at ease in these environments. But then I was looking at his and I was like, Jesus, Robbie, you're really bad. Yeah, I should have brought someone from my family. They're even worse than me. So yeah, Noah felt much at ease. But what he found and what Micah Lee, the landscaper, found was translating from landscaper animation to live portrait was very different for them. They were even out of their comfort
interesting,
zone.
Interesting, right. Because
Cousin was an animator, he couldn't use the full page. He was always like drawing the model really small as well. So he found that as a learning curve too. But yeah, we had great fun. And it's nice to do these things with people who you know as well. It kind of takes the pressure off.
Of course,
and it's someone to kind of have a little laugh about how crap mine is versus like how good his is. Yeah.
So you had a good experience.
Do you know what? It was really, really good. I went into this really skeptical that you can be taught how to draw or be an artist, because I think it's so, being creative is so innate in people.
Yeah.
However, Tig showed us that there are tricks along the way. Like, you know, using the sword analogy again.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, do you know, like lifting up, yeah, so you lift the charcoal up towards the body, in the center of the body, and you, for proportion, you look at what's on both sides of it, and then hopefully you can translate that to the page.
Ah, very good.
Now, as the silhouettes became a lot more trickier and what they wanted, the shading in, the crooks and the crannies, the proportions got worse and worse. And although the tricks were there, I still didn't have the creative ability to make it happen.
But it sounds very like a de-stress thing, doesn't it?
Well,
I want to tell you there are lots of different kinds of classes on offer at Dublin Drawing, at Life Drawing. Some of the Life Drawing classes are taught, some are drop-in classes, and you could do a course of classes or just drop into one off like you did. Classes are from 6:30 in the evening till 9 p.m. The cost is €40 and it includes the materials.
Highly recommend
which are expensive. Robbie Lawler, thank you so much.
Thanks for having
for being our visiting critic. One more break before we go.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.